It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hey, hey, good morning, Tananaw Valley. You are listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tananaw Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way, and guess what? It is fair season. All the food, all the exhibit halls, the livestock shows, catch a concert or two, I mean, enjoying all the rides. You know, so for over a century, the Tananaw Valley State Fair Association has been bringing our community together and creating memories that span generations. I would like to introduce who's joining me today. So I have Scott, the executive director of the Fair Association, and Lily, who's the operations manager, here to chat about what we've got going on this year. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, yes, I love it. So, I mean, the fair, my word, what can we not, like, seriously, there's so much going on with the fair. So we're already in it, started yesterday, kicked off. Tell me, how's it going so far? Day one, day two.
Hectic, crazy, exciting.
Fun.
Yes.
Fun. Yep.
We are having a blast, and we're so excited for what we still have so much more to come, and we're just excited to be in it.
Just getting started.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. It is. It's kind of crazy when you're building up to an event. You're like freaking out about all the details and all the little nitty gritties, and did everybody confirm? Did everybody show up? Did all the things happen? And really, none of those things matter in when you're in the thick of it. Like, once you're in it, it's like, all right, we're in. Who showed? Was here? What's happening is happening, and this is going to be great. People walking around, smiling, happy. This is what we're here for.
Precisely.
Absolutely. So, you know, this is definitely a tradition for me. I like to come to the fair for sure every year. What did opening day feel like? Like, what was it like yesterday at the fair?
Opening day is always such a relief. Just to see everything come together and get to that point of like, you know what, we're here, we're doing it, it's happening. It's just always just a weight off the shoulders to see, you know, the smiling people come through the gates, to see the lines, you know, of, you know, just people having fun, getting on the rides, getting their food, smelling the food.
Yes.
It's just always a weight off, and it just so excited to be in it. We plan all year. We have a staff who puts their absolute heart and soul into it. So it's just excited to share with everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. It is beautiful. It's great. It is good to see all the community coming together like this. It's a wonderful opportunity for the community to come together. I mean, honestly, 10 days is a really long time too. And I mean, I don't typically just go one day out of those 10 days,
good.
Right? You know, you got to come at least two or three times and hit up everything. And dear Lord, I can't eat all that food in one day. That would just not be good for anybody.
We have something new every day.
Yes. Yep. Yes, I love that. We were just going over that actually off air, your special events. Yesterday, so, you know, first day, check, I was there. Yesterday, the GVEA hosted their school supply drive, the Powering Bright Future school supply drive. And that was pretty exciting because we saw dozens, like just tons of people showing up and bringing these supplies to support the community, you know, while enjoying the fair. I mean, and that's what I think what I love most about the fair is the partnership, the connections that are made.
Yeah, absolutely. We love our partnership with GVEA and United Way. Last year was the first year of this partnership, and it was just amazing to see the community show up, even just year one to year two. Year one, in the first 3 hours of the fair, we collected almost 3,000, we had almost 3,000 people come in with items. So that was over 6,000 items, and people were bringing them in all throughout the fair afterwards. We had to do a second drop afterwards. And to see that continue and grow has just been so awesome. And we're so excited to work with the community on that one.
Yeah, it made a huge impact last year. Right now we've got all of the supplies we collected yesterday are sitting in an enclosed trailer. And next week, our partner agencies are going to get to go through all of it and take the items that they need for their kids, their students, their clients, you know, whatever they need to support the community through that measure. So it's such an appreciated partnership for United Way, of course. And then it's just wonderful, again, to see the community come together like this and have such a great showing on opening day. So
it's for the community, by the community.
There you go.
So
I love it.
It takes us all.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It sure does. So tell me a little bit, I guess, about the history of the fair. So, you know, over a century.
Yeah. So the fair actually started before we were even a state. It started with local farmers and community members bringing together their basically just like exhibits. It started as a market. It went from Moose Hall to downtown. It's moved all over town until we landed where we are now. We are still grateful for, the land grants that we were given, as well as, UAF working with us to give us, we have 100 acres?
104 acres.
Yep.
Nice. Wow.
So obviously there's room to grow still, but we are thankful that those community ties go all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
We, like I said, we started as just a market, really.
Mm-hmm.
Grew to an annual fair, to a state fair, to what we are.
The state fair.
Yes. Well, we took
first.
And then we took our turns, and we're here where we are. We're all, nonprofits trying to just keep the community alive.
Right.
And, it's grown so much. Now we have over 200 vendors. We, over the course of the 10 days, we have over 400 free events and entertainment opportunities. We bring in over 3,000 competitive exhibits. We usually,
wow.
We still have our adult perishable entries day coming up on Tuesday. So bring your vegetables, bring your fruit, your mushrooms, your fungi,
nice.
Your baked goods. So we have all that still coming up. And we usually hit, it's about 3,500 competitive exhibits, so you can see what the community is really up to.
That's incredible. That's an incredible showing. That's awesome. And so, you mentioned the mushrooms, and the theme this year is so cute. All is fair in love and sport. That's adorable. How do you guys come up with those themes?
It's a lot of just chatterboxes in the office coming up with as many puns as we can think of.
It.
This year, we had so much fun. We actually put it out to Facebook. We polled Facebook to pick the theme. We get a couple options that we thought would be fun. And the community just loved All is Fair in Love and Sport, won by a landslide. We love it. We've been having way too much fun. So much fun, in fact, that we introduced a new discount day opportunity on, actually, it's today. If you wear your merch of any year, you get 20% off at the gate.
Mm-hmm.
It's an artist's affair.
Oh my gosh. Okay, everybody, we're going to repeat that. So go grab your fair shirt from any year, this year, last year, all the years past.
Yep.
Bring a really old one. That would actually be really cool. I think bonus points for
absolutely.
That. Bonus points and a photo if you bring a really ancient shirt. And then 20% off entry, like that's freaking sweet. Good job.
Yeah.
Encourage everybody to show up and collect your swag for sure. So that's awesome.
Yeah, we love to take every opportunity to feature local artists, our local entrepreneurs, anything local Alaskan. We are so blessed to have this long tradition of, these fun themes and being able to feature a local artist every single year.
That's incredible to be able to do that. And then to be honored like that. I mean, that's kind of a very neat thing, because then their art is displayed on all marketing and everything, and they're given a platform. So, so I can appreciate that very much. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. And we are chatting with the Tanana Valley State Fair Association, talking about, what's going on right now, the fair, or at least I suppose at noon. What are the hours here for the fair, by the way?
Yeah, so we are open. Sunday through Thursday is noon to 10, Friday and Saturday. So today we'll be open until 11.
Excellent. Okay, there you go. So as soon as this broadcast ends, you go get in line and get your entry into the fair with, of course, your swag.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. All right, cool. Well, that's good. Let's see here. Walk me through what's going on this year. What's new this year at the fair?
Well, all of our acts and entertainment are free from purchase of the gate. So you get in the gate, everything's there. We have, on average, I think it's 35 individual acts every day.
Pushing 40, yeah.
Wow. Pushing 40, 400 total. So something's always going on. We got the stages going. We've got roamers. We've got entertainment going. There's we got the old favorites like the pie eating contests that go on
nice.
All the way through the bouncy houses and everything in between. Mm-hmm. It's all when you get in the gate, have fun. Have all the fun that you can while
yeah.
you're there.
We'd love to shout out that we've had some more community partnerships that enabled us to mm-hmm. open up a new couple things in the grounds, one being Tiny Town. We're really excited to introduce Tiny Town, which is a free play space for toddlers and littles.
Oh,
a
gosh.
Little place to just, yes. you know, have your lunch while your kids run and have fun in our Tiny Town. Sue McGrew will be back with the doing her sand sculpture. That's a live sand sculpture. She's working on it through the entire fair.
Mm-hmm. That was beautiful last year.
It's always beautiful.
It was beautiful. Incredible. Yeah.
She's an amazing artist. We love that we get to do that collaboration with her. We will be including, we have a concert lineup that, of course, will be free with admission. Mm-hmm. So almost every night of the fair, we have a closeout concert of somebody who's from, you know, the state that we're really excited to feature.
Like Ken Peltier, Emily Anderson, we've got... Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was H3, mm-hmm. tonight, gosh, I should know. We have Blackwater Railroad on Tuesday, mm-hmm. Or Monday, and tonight's Ken Peltier.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we're really excited to, you know, have all those acts. We have some fun, exciting entertainment from out of state as well. This year we brought up the Birdman.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Birdman has been featured in on the Discovery Channel. He had a residency in Vegas. He's
oh, wow.
bringing up all sorts of eagles to do a live, you know, wild bird show. Mm-hmm. We have Mango and Dango, which are some super cool stilt walkers. We also have Paz the Sports Guy putting on a hockey circus show for the first half of the fair.
Okay, what?
Including juggling flaming hockey sticks.
Oh, my gosh.
Had me at the flaming hockey sticks.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I will admit, yeah.
It's a great show. He'll be here the first half of the fair, so you'll have to come back to see The Farmer's Daughter, which is a acrobatic act, the second half of the fair. We've just got... There's so much more.
Acrobatics and Larry, like, it's very hard to describe without seeing it. It's pretty crazy.
It's awesome. It sounds crazy. I mean, geez, flaming hockey sticks. That's insane. So, I mean, so let's go back to that. Rewind for a second. You said free concerts. So, I mean, I remember that, man. I had to go ahead and line out my schedule and get those tickets in order and make sure that I was prepared last year. But this year you're saying I just have to come in and enter the fair and all that's included.
Yeah.
With everything that's been going on, we wanted to focus on bang for the buck. And
there you
we wanted
go.
To make sure that when you went in, everything was there and we weren't...
We want to make everything accessible.
Yes.
Yeah, and a full experience, just to be able to enjoy the experience and support the vendors that are there and you know, and create that appeal for their for them to come back year after year. And it's just a wonderful thing. It's an opportunity for everybody. So thank you for doing that.
Yep.
And thank you to the additional partnerships that were able to, you know, assist with the funding for this.
Yeah. Vendors Entertainment, they're all really excited to do it. They're super pumped. We're super pumped. So,
yeah, I think that's great. I mean, congrats on that for sure.
Yeah, we're so excited. We've done some major upgrades to the Usabelli stage that's enabling us to make this more accessible and more open air. And along with that, we've also, another new thing is we've expanded our beer garden. We now have two locations.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have the Silly Salmon Saloon that will be right next to Usabelli, so you can enjoy your time there, as well as Curry's Escape, which is going to be featuring local brews on the other side of the ground, so you can watch the Birdman or mm-hmm. the Docks and Dash, which is happening today.
Which is their 10th anniversary of. So
thank you,
year.
Mount mm-hmm. McKinley Animal Hospital,
yep.
for putting on the Docks and Dash for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Which always draws a huge crowd.
I was going to say, that sounds really adorable.
Oh,
it sounds really great.
It's so fun.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be at 4. Also, while we're talking about today, we'll also have the baby show, which is our longest running event.
Wow.
It's been going for, over 50 years we've been having a baby show. So we'll have lots of cuteness today.
So how many times in a year during the fair do people come up and say, I was baby of 87? Like, I was baby of 92? Like, how many?
It happens. It happens.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, it's a time-honored tradition to be the harvest prince or princess. Mm-hmm. At one point, we had a harvest queen. I love talking with the ladies who won that back in the day. But,
we're
keeping it alive.
Those fun traditions. Those are awesome. I know. One of my favorite traditions that I got to make sure that I go grab one before the fair is over is my button. I got to get my button.
Yep.
I think that's, I've heard that, some people go, they get their button, they get their food, and that's what they're there for, man. They enjoy it.
The pen this year is beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is. It's something else.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we are happy to have our button guys and our Alaska portraits, making those souvenirs. I know I've got a fridge full of them, too.
Yeah, it's good stuff for sure. So, well, thank you guys so much for listening. And we are going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we get back, we will chat a little bit more about the people behind the scenes who help make the fair possible and truly why this tradition continues to thrive. So stay with us. We will be right back.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week, every hour, every day. Plus, 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
All righty, welcome back. Welcome back to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I am Kayla Smith, and today we're talking with Tanana Valley State Fair Association. So if you're just now joining us, the fair is officially underway, in case you didn't know. And we are we're going to take a closer look at and just some of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes and what brings this this tradition to life every year. So Scott, what? Tell me about some of the planning. Tell me about some of the behind the scenes stuff. When does planning begin?
Yesterday. Yep. We were planning 2027 yesterday.
Wow.
In truth, we probably started planning a little bit of it before then. But yeah, it's a year round thing. We've got. Our staff is probably one of the most exceptional group of people I've ever worked with, and they are always driving for the next thing and making sure the next one's even better and going bigger. So, yeah, we're already planning 2027. We've already started reaching out to do new things. We've already started planning what new things we want to have happen. Granted, we can't announce any of it.
No, secrets.
But, Yeah, we've already started planning. We've already started talking about it.
Man, that's so good, though. That's smart. That's how you do that, because especially when you've got a reoccurring annual event, you know, when you're in the middle of it, you're like, well, hang on. Okay, we're going to do this a little bit differently next year. We're going to take note right now and move on with that. So so good for you. Good for you on that. Yeah. We were bringing up some of these, some of the days, you know, the event days. Yesterday was the GVEA Powering, what was it? Powering Bright Futures School Supply Drive.
School Supply Drive.
And so that's like a huge, I mean, that's a huge partnership right there. Yeah. I mean, it's more than a sponsorship. It's definitely support. It's definitely community. And I mean, tell me more about what, you know, what other event days. I think today is an artist's affair is the daily theme.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me more about these themes.
So we've got an artist's fair today, which is celebrating our artists, the local artists and stuff like that. Tomorrow. Tomorrow we've got Farm to Fair Day, which is brought to you by Craig Taylor Equipment. And then on...
So is there going to be equipment? Is Craig Taylor bringing equipment?
Yeah, oh, yeah, we're bringing equipment.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, and then on Monday we've got... Oh, mine is going blank here.
Kids Day.
Kids Day. Obviously, we have Kids Day, where kids under...
A1 Midway is generous enough to sponsor kids 42 inches and
42 inches
in shorter get to ride for free.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
And we also discount that gate for half off for kids.
Wow.
So kids under 14 is half off that day.
Yep.
Oh, that okay, we're going to repeat that again. So on Monday, bring your children to the fair because half off entry into the fair, and that's pretty pretty awesome. So, yeah, thank you to that partnership. And then tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but Tuesday, UAF day.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday's UAF day. Can't forget UAF.
Dollar off if you wear your UAF swag or show your Polar ID.
Oh, very good. Yes. And then you've got the adult perishable entry on that day as well. And that's and tell what is that?
Yeah, so our competitive exhibits, it's how the fair gets started. We value it very much. On Tuesday will be adult perishables. So if you are entering in the adult divisions, you can bring in your flowers, fruits, vegetables, fungi, or your baked goods.
Oh, so you just they could just show up with with what they've got. You don't have to pre-register or anything?
Well, we do ask that you pre-register online.
Okay,
entry is open till day of. We do ask if you can register before the day before. That's really helpful for us. But yeah, we you just come on by to the ConocoPhillips Blue Gate, and they'll know what to do and send you on your way.
They'll know what to do. That's perfect. Cool. And then Wednesday is the Senior Day Luncheon.
The Senior Luncheon, yes. We which is being sponsored by Bryce Equipment, CMI Equipment, and Pogo. And then we'll have a senior luncheon starting at 11, which we serve, what, 700?
Yeah, upwards of 700. We're really thankful for our partnership with Chartwell's prepares all the food. So they do a massive, amazing job with that. We also partner with Alaska Flour and Mill and Great Harvest. And there's so many other partners to make that one happen. That's a huge lift. But seniors over 60 do get in free that day.
Yep.
We do open up the ConocoPhillips Blue Gate about 30 minutes early so they can get their seat.
Yeah.
And try to accommodate Wallace off of the car show and antique tractor show. We've got a lot going that day.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exciting. I remember that from last year. My son is a scout, and they were helping, volunteering. I'm like, go get him, son. Go help him out. Just help him find a seat. You know?
Big shout out to the Boy Scouts on that day.
They
keep it going.
They keep
That is a huge lift. And then Thursday, we've got Canned Food Day brought by Cold Spot and Usabelli in conjunction with the Fairbanks Food Bank. Currently, this year, we're at the road to 1 million pounds.
Ooh.
So we are 40,000 pounds of canned food away from having raised 1 million pounds since partnering with the Fairbanks Food Bank in the 90s.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's
and
great.
So everyone bring your cans. 4 cans gets you free entry into the fair.
Yes. That's all day.
All day. Bring more than 4.
Yeah, you totally bring more than 4.
Bring more than 4.
You can, and here's something, too. Like, now, I'm going to say this just because, like, I did a little volunteering over at the food bank. And you can bring an expired can of corn. They will take, you know, if it expired last month, it's okay. It is acceptable. It really isn't. It's not bad. Like the shelf life of this of canned food is incredible. It's far beyond the date on the thing anyway, for sure. That's like a sell by, to be honest.
Yep.
But So don't be shy. I mean, bring your food because people, they really do need it. They really do use it, and it's still good. So, I mean, even, you know, use it yourself. But bring it for Canned Food Day on Thursday.
Yeah.
And is that entry? Do you get entry for that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it
four
is.
Four cans, free entry.
Four cans or, you know, boxed good, like you said.
Yep.
Doesn't matter if it's expired. The food bank uses they've got the discernment to hand that out responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you come in, get that free entry, then at 8 o'clock, you can go to the free Good Company concert.
Ooh, yes, exactly. So once you're there, you get to stay for the free concerts. And
there's a whole bunch of other stuff there to do that day as well. But yes.
Oh, of course. Yep. There's always
what else you got? What else you got on Thursday? Thursday's going to be an exciting one.
Thursday.
Okay, we can move to Friday.
No, there's too many. I'm trying to remember which contests are on that day.
Yeah, like I said, we have a list of everything that's going on that day, and it's like 40 items. Here's what's happening here and here and here and here.
I'd say go to the website then.
Yeah.
So I'm just
going
to direct. We don't want to misquote or miss anybody because especially if you got such a lineup like that, like everybody's to be honored. So go to the website, www.tvsfa.org. And check out their special events and daily theme lineup. It's pretty incredible. It's great. Okay, just know that this is the accumulation of, you know, the community coming together. And you know, Friday you've got Alaskans for the Arctic, and on Saturday it's Alaska Airlines 49 Club or Alaska Airlines Club 49 Day, and then of course Sunday our hometown heroes,
which is going to be spectacular. I don't want to give anything away now, but we are really pulling out every stop that we can. We pulled on every ear that we can.
Yes.
So Hometown Heroes Day, we're going to end with a bang.
Oh, that's awesome.
And thank you to Napa.
Yes, thank you to the Napa Business Development Group for all of the that represent all the auto shops in town that really wanted to make this something special.
That's
really
perfect.
Do the 250 justice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very exciting, and I'm going to tell you guys what, if you can't make it on any of these special days to get a free entry, you can volunteer, and that, my friends, will earn you entry into the fair for that day. So still looking for volunteers. It is not too late, and I mean, I could probably bet you walk up and say, hey, I'm here to volunteer, and they'll just let you in and have you assign you a duty, and you'll start getting going. So, you know, we're not turning people away. So, like I said, check out the website, tvsfa.org, for more information on this year's special fair events and themes and activities and all the wonderful things, the exhibits and just all the experiences that we can anticipate for this year. So,
and I also have to plug our merch, because our merch department this year really knocked out of the park, and we have such great showings that we have been getting compliments ever. Go to the website, get our merch.
Yeah.
Or come into the summer office. We got it there too, while it lasts.
Okay. See, there's the disclaimer. While it lasts, because this stuff is hot and these are super cute. It's just adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All the little swag is adorable. So, if someone hasn't made it to the fair yet, if they've never been to the fair, what would you tell them? What would be the call to action?
There is something for everyone at the fair.
And there is always something going on.
Yep.
Go a second day, hit the spots that you missed. There's always something new. There's so much to see.
When you
hit every corner of the grounds.
Yep. When you go in there, it definitely feels like you're part of something much bigger. You're part of the community once you step in.
Dude, that's awesome. I think that's perfect. That is a perfect note to end on. And I just want to say thank you, Scott and Lily, for coming in and chatting about everything that you guys do to keep this incredible tradition going for our community.
Pleasure.
So I am Kayla Smith. I'm Executive Director of United Way of the Tanawha Valley. And today we've been visiting with the Tanawha Valley State Fair Association. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend or any time over the next several days, next weekend, the fair is underway now through August 9th at the fairgrounds on College Road. Come check out the exhibits, entertainment, livestock, grab some of your favorite fair food. There's literally something for everyone. So check out the schedules and tickets, daily events, and registration entry for the perishable entry.
Adult
perishable. Yep. My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
it's written down. Go to tvsfa.org and get more information there. So until next time, this has been Behind the Mission, where we highlight the people and partnerships working to make the Tanana Valley stronger. Thanks, everybody. Take care.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.